Okay, enough on ballots. There's a baseball game tonight, Game 3 of the World Series in St. Louis, with the Cardinals 2 games behind the Boston Red Sox. People are loving this season's spectacular closing. Last Saturday, Fox TV, which is carrying the games, drew more than 23 million viewers, the biggest audience for a series Game 1 in 5 years. And it's innovative TV people are seeing. They've got microphones placed in the actual bases.
We've got a microphone in that bag.
Sometimes when you pick up the ball, I think you hit the bag.
Yeah, they do have neat toys, but how good is Fox's actual coverage? We're turning to Cooperstown, New York, home of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, where Day to Day's Noah Adams called researcher Gabriel Schechter.
Mr. Schechter, welcome to our program.
Glad to be here with you, Noah.
What's it like for you, as a researcher, watching the Fox coverage? What do you think of Joe Buck and Tim McCarver?
Not too crazy about the announcing. I like Joe Buck more than Tim McCarver. In general, I like the play-by-play people more than the so-called color men.
ESPN Radio is carrying the games, the World Series. And the difficulty here, I understand, is that if you want to watch Fox and turn the sound down, ESPN Radio with John Miller, two of the greats, John Miller and Joe Morgan.
Yes.
The sound is coming in 2 seconds earlier, so it confuses things, so you can't
exactly.
Really do
that. Here's the problem with the telecast, Noah. Back in the early days of television in the 50s and the 60s, they had one or two cameras, and the announcers painted the picture. Now you have 10, 15, 20 cameras. And if they just showed all the great camera work, and it is great, they have every angle on every play, the more visual input you have, the less verbal commentary you need. Yet the trend of the telecast seems to be to get the announcers to say more and more and more.
And there's certainly the sound is interesting, and the cameras are interesting. There's some at the end of about 4 or 5 hours, can get a little bit tiresome with all that swooping sound around.
Absolutely. The best thing I've found about the telecast is the crowd shots, especially in the Boston-New York series. You could see how much emotion the fans invest in the games.
Sure.
And after all, this is about the fan experience.
Yeah. If people watch 5 baseball games a year, this is the time, right? And is Fox doing a good job for those people?
Fox is probably doing a good job for those people, although the inundation of self-promotion something I can't see benefiting anybody. That's one of my big complaints about Fox, is that they're pretty shameless about their self-promotion. Half of the commercials in between innings are for their own programs.
Right.
They've got that billboard behind the plate, which doesn't exist. There's no actual billboard. It's just an image they're projecting onto that space, promoting their shows. They got the logo all over the place every time they show a replay, they flash their logo. I've been referring to them as my big, fat, obnoxious network.
Well, you know, they got to pay for all those cameras and people, right? Gabriel Schechter is a researcher for the National Baseball Hall of Fame, talking with us from Cooperstown, New York. Thank you, sir.
It's been my pleasure.